More Noontime News continues. Right now, 12:33, a chance to check in with Tom Peterson, Government Relations Director with the Minnesota Farmers Union. And by golly, we find Tom, of all places, he's at the Minnesota State Fair today, huh, Tom?
Yeah, no, exactly. Out getting ready. It'll be here before we know it. So out cleaning out the booth today at the State Fairgrounds and getting our Farmers Union booth ready.
Yeah, we thought maybe there was a horse show or something going on.
I wish, yeah. No, not quite. But it's, boy, it's funny how stuff sneaks up on you. But it's great to be out here and away from the Capitol at this point.
You bet. Away for a little while. And this session, boy, it really ended kind of messy, didn't it, Tom?
It really did, Joe. This is my 16th session working with Farmers Union, and I'd say it was one of the roughest landings we've had here at the end. You know, they're always rough at the end, but this one was, a little real rougher than others.
You know, we're still waiting on Governor Dayton to either sign or veto. What we do know is he did veto the ag policy bill, right?
Yeah, and really, Farmers Union were really disappointed in that. We, you know, there, it wasn't a lot of big provisions in it, but, you know, I think in the end it was, kind of a back and forth between the legislators and Governor Dayton on two provisions, the nitrogen fertilizer rule and the soil loss amendment, which was part of the buffer bill. And, you know, probably a good, compromise, but the governor didn't support it in the end and vetoed the bill.
Was the soil loss amendment, was that in later, I was told, later in during, right before, I guess, kind of at the tail end of things, Tom?
Or? Yep. Yeah, it was, and it's something that we've been kind of working on. And basically what it is soil loss has been part for a long time, but something that was added to the buffer bill at the very last minute in 2015 was the ability of Bowser, Board of Water and Soil Resources, to do a statewide soil loss amendment if a county doesn't adopt, which had been the law. And so, Farmers Union, we've supported local control and the county's ability to adopt those and kind of wanted it to go back that way, and that seemed reasonable to us. And so that governor objected to it and vetoed the bill on it. So, too bad, but we'll keep working on the other issues going into next year.
Now, watching some of the Senate hearings towards the end and pretty much all session long, there seems to be some of the legislators are wanting to have some legislative control over some of these Bowser measures that they're trying to pass and such. I'm not sure if that'll happen or ever happen, but was a lot of question or a lot of conversation on legalities and what they have the power to do and such during this year.
Exactly. And, nobody likes rules, and Farmers Union, it depends on the rules that come and go. But rules are part of the process of bills. When bills get written, you have to figure out the details to them later. And so some rulemaking processes take years, and some work, and some we like, and some we don't like. And, I think some of the trust with Bowser broke down towards the end of session when the APO authority came out over fining farmers per foot for noncompliance of buffers. And, so that they had to kind of work to build that up a little bit again. And, and we'll continue to see, but rules will continue to be a process of it. And legislators having oversight, we'll see how that goes. So stay tuned.
Tom Peterson with the Minnesota Farmers Union joining us. And I know the ag policy bill did not pass, but if it would have, what was included in a positive way that would have been gained in this bill, Tom?
Yeah, a couple of things were, some improvements to the beginning farmer tax credit that we passed last year that would make it a little easier for farmers. One of the requirements is that farmers need to take a farm business management class, and so there would have been an ability for the commissioner to waive that if they thought it was necessary. There was also improvements to the RFA, or Rural Finance Authority, for allowing farmers who are buying or purchasing farms that need to upgrade barns. Right now you can use the loans for building a new barn, but a lot of times somebody like myself, you buy an older farm and you want to renovate the buildings. This would have helped with that. So good, smaller provisions that were in the bill.
Tom, just a few more things. Where do you see the tax bill? You see that moving forward or a possible signature on that?
I'd say it's 50-50 right now, Joe, and I think that, farmers are busy right now in their fields, but when they start looking at their taxes for next year and visiting with their accountants, we really felt like this Section 179 was important, and some other things, too, that as the federal tax code underwent a major rewrite for the first time in 30 years, the state really needed to update their tax system and right now that's sitting on the governor's desk, and I'd say it's about 50-50. So we'll see, and if they don't, we're going to have to address that early in the next session.
Tom, just one final question regarding, on the national scale, the Farm Bill has really hit a hurdle and some rough water there on how it's progressing. We were told, I know our Brownfield report a few minutes ago, thought maybe June there might be another hearing or a vote on the Farm Bill.
Yeah, Joe, I'm hearing middle of June that they'll work out some of the immigration issues and bring the Freedom Caucus members back in, that we could have a farm vote in the House. And it'll be interesting to see. Now, the Senate's also been working very hard on their bill, which probably be a little more palatable out in the countryside, and so we'll see if that that moves forward as well. So, you know, never a dull moment. So, but I think there's a lot of work moving, and, you know, it's clock's ticking to that, expire date at the end of September of this year. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, Tom Peterson joining us. Tom, we appreciate it. We'll let you back to work. We'll stay in touch, okay?
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Tom Peterson, Minnesota Farmers Union, Government Relations Director, joining us here on CHASM Radio, here on Noontime News.